Are things getting better or are they getting worse? The rich seem to be getting richer and the poor poorer on the one hand, but on the other hand, according to economists, those who live in what are called absolute poverty has decreased from 44% of the world's population to only 10%. On the one hand, those terrible weapons that we have nowadays can cause death and destruction on an unimaginable scale. But on the other hand, nations don't seem to have war as a policy anymore, but as a last resort. On the one hand, strange new diseases like Ebola and SARS threaten a pandemic which could severely crush the world's population. On the other hand, life expectancy in 1955 was 58 years old in the world, and now it's 72. On the one hand, the tragedy of sexual abuse by clergy has become pushed into our face. On the other hand, there seems to be an openness and a transparency and a willingness to confront this horrible problem. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? And when we ask that question about our morality, about our ethics, how would we answer that? Are we behaving better or worse than in the past? 2,000 some years ago, Jesus gave us a model of how we were supposed to behave. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. Give to those who ask. Stop judging. I think we all see this word of Jesus as a great ideal, something to be striven for, but is it realistic? Can we live that way? Won't we be run over? Won't the terrorists come get us? Won't the bullies harass us? If we're walking down the street, won't we be constantly pestered until we have nothing left? Can we live out this word of Jesus in the mean streets of Chicago? Or is this an impossible ideal that Jesus holds out for us today? Is it realistic to think that we can be truly enemy-loving, face cheek-turning, and glad-handing disciples of Jesus? And just to up the ante, Jesus says, oh, and by the way, you have to be as merciful as your Heavenly Father is. Can we do that? I remember a couple years ago there was a trend where people would have little wristbands or have a hat that would say WWJD. Remember that? All you old people out there. WWJD, what would Jesus do? And the idea behind that was kind of a simple one that, you know, if we want to know what we're supposed to do in life or know how we're supposed to act, we would say, well, what would Jesus do? And then we'll know what we're supposed to do. I remember even seeing a bumper sticker that said, would Jesus drive an SUV? So even something as seemingly mundane as the kind of car we have, somehow or other, is caught up in this desire to follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Now, when I look at the Bible, I quite frankly did not find much car buying advice. But we do know what Jesus did. We do know He did forgive his enemies. He literally turned the other cheek when struck. He did give until it hurt. Can we do that? Can we do what Jesus did? Do we have the power to do that? I don't think we can. I don't think we have the power to live that way. However, God does have that power, and God is willing to share it with us. God is willing to enable us to be people who can forgive, who can be generous, who can extend a hand of compassion. In the Old Testament, we're told about this great forgiveness that David expressed. And in the epistle today, we're told that there's two kinds of people in the world. There's the earthly people, and there's the spiritual people. Now, earthly people can't do it. Earthly people can't live this ideal that Jesus holds out for us. But spiritual people, see, spiritual people have God's own power. That's what St. Paul tells us. So, spiritual people might look like everybody else. They might walk like everybody else. They might smell like everybody else. But they're different, because they know that their strength does not come from them and who they are. Their strength comes from God and God's gift to them. And because we are children of a heavenly Father, we have access to that power. Great theory, right? Beautiful idea. Boy, why didn't I think of that? But racism is still going to be in my workplace. The bullies are still going to be in the schoolyard. And I'm still going to have to go past all those people holding out their Greek diner cups as I'm walking onto the L. So how does that beautiful theology work in life, in my life, and what I'm going through, and how Chicago is treating me? I was struck by the line that Jesus says that we're all children of our Heavenly Father. And it struck me that children have to learn how to do things, right? All parents can testify to this, right? Children have to learn how to do things. They have to learn how to use a fork. They have to learn how to go to the potty. They have to learn how to tie their shoelaces. They have to learn how to do it. And maybe the fact that we're children of our Heavenly Father is telling us that we're in that same kind of process. We have to learn how to heed this word of Jesus. We don't get it automatically. We have to learn how to do it. And there's going to be slips along the way. You know, that sippy cup still comes in handy when you're a child till you've mastered how to do that. And there's an accident or two along the way to the potty before you master the technique. And so we're going to have slip-ups as well. But I think what the Bible wants us to know is that since we are children of God, we can learn how to live this way. We can learn how to love our enemies. Maybe not all at once, maybe just one at a time, but we can learn to do it. We can learn how to turn the other cheek, maybe not immediately, but at least I'm not going to smack back at somebody if they lash out at me. We can learn how God really wants us to deal with all those needs that are out there. That, I think, is the promise that's held out to us. That's the power that we can tap into, that we truly, as children of God, have this great potential to grow in God's grace and spirit. And when we do, then we're willing to take those steps. Then all things are different. Then truly, things are not worse, but better. Amen?
Amen.